Welcome to A Resurrected Life, Daily Reflections for Lent. Today is Thursday, week 4 of Lent. Our reading comes from the Gospel of John and is titled, Avoid Eating the Weeds. You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that testify on my behalf. Yet you refuse to come to me to have life. I do not accept glory from human beings, but I know that you do not have the love of God in you. Do not think that I will accuse you before the Father. Your accuser is Moses, on whom you have set your hope.
In today's Gospel text, Jesus appears unimpressed with his accusers' knowledge of Scripture, as they have failed to recognise the One at the heart of it all. To the degree that our use of Scripture reflects the reality of God who loves us, heals us, and breathes us into being, its purpose is being achieved. Using it to prove moral or spiritual superiority, bully people or make them afraid, is not an authentic use of God's word. Jesus recognizes that the love of God is not in his accusers.
Putting the word into practice.
The journey into a more profound experience of the life of faith always starts in the here and now. It does not start where we think we should be, and certainly not where others think we should be. Pay attention to who you are, what is meaningful to you, and the insights you have arrived at as your life unfolds. Take them seriously, for lurking among your experiences and insights are the truths God seeks to build upon as he leads you forward. Not that everything we think we know has intrinsic value. Our lives reflect the wheat among the weeds parable. Jesus references elsewhere. Like the weeds, there are those things that have become part of the field of our lives that need to be pulled out when the time is right. This state is true for all of us, no matter where we imagine ourselves on the journey of faith. That which truly participates in the love and mercy of God is to be identified, honoured, and nurtured. That which does not reveal the true nature of God needs to be identified and starved of the nutrients and water that keep it alive, lest it take over. This parable is the context for Jesus' reference to being accused by Moses. We will stand revealed against whatever we put our hope in. Whether our hope is in Moses, Buddha, Muhammad, or more contemporary luminary, if what we are listening to draws us more deeply into the reality of God revealed in Christ, whether we know it or not, no harm shall come to us, and perhaps even considerable good. Just be aware that we will be measured against what we put our hope in. Will that upon which we have been feeding ourselves be revealed as weeds or wheat?
Let us pray. Jesus, write your wisdom on my heart and empower me to live the joy of the gospel in our world. Amen.